The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Over the past few weeks, we have been talking with you about the great work being done by the Alliance Defending Freedom. Some of the better-known cases like Jack Phillips, the Colorado Baker, is easy to see just what ADF does. But it's easy to have the attitude, well, that's in Colorado. That's far away. How does that affect me? Yes, Colorado is far away from the Carolinas and Georgia. But it does affect us in a lot of different ways because this is just an example of how our freedoms are under attack. I mentioned yesterday that we'd be talking today about a case much closer to home. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line today, Tyson Langhofer. He's senior counsel and director of the Center for Academic Freedom with Alliance Defending Freedom. Welcome in, Tyson. Glad to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Joey.
Let's talk for just a minute first explain what the Center for Academic Freedom within the Alliance Defending Freedom is all about.
Sure. So at the Center for Academic Freedom, our goal is to protect the First Amendment rights of students and faculty at public universities so that everyone can freely participate in the marketplace of ideas that our universities were originally designed to be.
And we have a case here that's close to home at the College of Charleston. A student club there, as I understand it, the South Carolina Politics Club, was not being recognized as a registered student organization on campus, right? Am I explaining that right? And tell our listeners why that's important.
Sure, it's important. So the way that colleges work is they have this recognition process for students who want to form a group around shared values and they want to pursue a similar mission. And so they apply for recognition from the school, and if they get recognized, then they can reserve rooms for free. They can receive funding. See, all students pay mandatory student fees that go to fund student groups, and unless they're a recognized group, they can't participate in those fees that they actually pay to the university. And there's a bunch of other benefits that come with being a recognized student group. So it's very important for students that want to associate together to be a recognized group. The South Carolina Politics Club has a pretty unique mission in that it just wanted to talk about politics in a nonpartisan manner, talk about all of the different issues in politics today and how they affect people, and then just deal with it from a nonpartisan manner. They applied and they were denied recognition. And when they inquired, they said, "Why are we being denied?" They said, "Well, you're too similar to another club called the Fusion Club, which also wants to talk about politics," or the Fusion Party, I guess, is what it was. And so they were frustrated with that because they said, "No, our mission is much different than the Fusion Party, and the speech, the way we're going to talk about it, and the events we hold, those are all going to be very different than what the Fusion Party does." But unfortunately, this policy allowed the university that gave them the discretion to determine which groups are recognized and which groups aren't, and they actually allowed them to do that based upon their speech. And the content of the group's speech, and that's a violation of the First Amendment.
Sure.
The Supreme Court's made very clear that the government cannot regulate speech based upon the content.
So you guys filed suit.
We did.
And what happened?
We did. So we filed suit, and thankfully, after we filed suit, the college reached out to us. College of Charleston, their attorneys reached out to us and said, "Hey, let's talk. Maybe we can reach an agreement." And eventually, we were able to reach an agreement. The college has agreed to modify its policies to eliminate the discretion so that now every group that applies has the assurance that they won't get denied because somebody looked at their speech and said, "I don't like your speech," or "Your speech is too similar to another speech." There's now a level playing field for all speech to be treated similarly at the College of Charleston, and that's a good thing for everybody, regardless of your partisan leanings.
Sure. Yeah. So you guys were successful and not really even having to end up going to court You filed
correct.
Suit. Yeah, and which is a win for everybody.
Absolutely is. That's our goal every time. Our goal is never to drive, to have some drawn out litigation or to drive up costs of everybody. Our goal is simply to allow all the students to fully participate in all the benefits of the university, and to do that in the quickest and easiest way possible. It's not in anybody's benefits, not the students or anybody else, to have long drawn out litigation. Our goal is to modify the policy, and if a school is willing to do that, then we're more than willing to dismiss the lawsuit.
Yep. On our guest line today, Tyson Langhofer, Senior Counsel and Director of the Center for Academic Freedom with Alliance Defending Freedom. And I've been talking with you guys for weeks now about the great work that Alliance Defending Freedom is doing. And this is just an example of that. Tyson, do you see this type of thing happen on other campuses around the country?
Yes, we do, and that's what's concerning to us. It's not limited to one state or one region. It's not limited to big or small colleges. It's all across the country. There's this growing movement to regulate and to really over-regulate the lives of students. And to do it many times based upon either the content or the viewpoint of the speech. And we just had a lawsuit in Colorado that we settled on a very similar thing where the schools are, one of the things they're doing is they're saying that you cannot force, if you're a student group, you cannot require your leaders to share the beliefs or missions of the group. Well, that completely undermines the entire purpose of the group. If you cannot have your leaders, if you cannot require them to agree with your mission, obviously, sure, that really puts that mission at jeopardy. And typically that's done against religious groups or groups that may hold a view that's different than the university orthodoxy.
Yep.
And so this type of problem is growing, and it's a problem. And the good thing is that the First Amendment jurisprudence in the Supreme Court law on this is very, very strong, and it said very clearly that universities cannot discriminate against these groups or these students based upon their speech. And so we can win when we file these cases, but it's disheartening that we have to continue to do this. We shouldn't have to. This law has been established for a long time, and students should be able to freely associate around their shared goals. That's what the university is supposed to be about, a marketplace of ideas where all voices can be heard so that you can find truth out of a multitude of voices.
Yep, you're so right, Tyson. You should not have to be doing this, but thank goodness you're there to help these groups and that you are there to do this type of thing and to protect our freedom of speech. I am such a big admirer of what you guys do at Alliance Defending Freedom. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your morning with us this morning, and just keep fighting a good fight.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I really appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you being with us. Tyson Langhofer, again, this is why we have to support Alliance Defending Freedom. This is why I need for you to step up. Text ADF to 877-235-9405. Give what you can, $25, $50, $100, $500 or $1,000, whatever you can afford. But you just heard that story, and this hit home. This hit close to home with the College of Charleston. Had the Alliance Defending Freedom not stepped up and helped this student group, they would still be silenced at the College of Charleston, just down the road from us. And they're doing this at schools all around the country. So please text ADF to 877-235-9405. Let's help them out, because look, these types of suits, even though in this one turned out it was good that they didn't end up in court, but it still costs money.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.